Shalom to all. Today's office of Rachel Zav Kofsayin. We're starting by the third line of the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah, Hari Elizov. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Marim Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amos should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us a person said, Hari Elizov, I take it upon myself to give gold to the base of Mikdash, Loivchas Mediner Zov. He's not allowed to give less than a golden dinner. Asking more of a Dilma Nascha. Maybe just talk about a piece of gold. Who says he's talking about coins? So Rambam Blazer explains, De Amar Madbeya, it's referring to the person that said, I'm going to give a gold coin. Asking more fine, Dilma Prite. Maybe he's referring to a golden pruto, which is much less than a dinner. So Rambam probably explains that of the inchi. People don't make golden prutois, and therefore must be referring to a dinner. Furthermore, the Mishnah said, Katsaf leif chas min dinner. If he said him to give silver, he can't give less than a dinner. As the Gemara of Dilma Nascha, maybe he's referring to just giving a piece of silver. And here's what the Gemara answers on Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Matbeya. It's where the person said, I'm going to give a silver coin. As the Gemara of Dilma Prite, maybe it means silver prutois, which is less than a dinner. And Rav Sheshi explains, Ba'asu deloy sagu prite kaspa, it's a place where they don't really use silver prutois, and so that's not what he's referring to. Lastly, the Mishnah had said, Nechoshas leif chas min ma kasef. If he says he's going to give copper, he can't give less than a ma worth of silver. We have a different opinion. Time you have a brayser, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Emor, he tells us, lo yivchas mitzinoyer ketanah shel nechoshes, he can't give less than a spinning fork of copper, which is like a small little fork of sorts. Ask the Gemara of Maichazio, what's that fit for? So Rabbi explains, shemachatin bapsilois, it could be used to trim wicks, umkanchem baneiros, and to clear out the neiros of the menorah, and that's something which would be given. Here we have something else which the Mishnah did not mention, barzel, let's say he says he's going to give iron. So time you have a brayser, Achim Rahim Rahim say, lo yivchas mikalya oirev, he can't give less than kalya oirev. Literally translated, this means a crow chaser. This is basically sharp spikes that were placed at the top of the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash in order to prevent crows and other birds from sitting there, and that was made out of iron. And the question is, v'kama, how much iron is this? Amar Rav Yosef explains, amal ama, it's one by one ama. Now, some say that this is how it goes. Lo yifchas ma'amal ama. If he says he's going to give barzel, he can't give less than an ama by an ama. And the question is, l'may chazio, what's that fit for? Amar Rav Yosef explains, l'kalya oirev, for this crow chaser. And I'll tell the Mishnah, continue to discuss. Let's say a person said, harei la yayin, I take upon myself, I'm going to donate wine. He can't give less than 3 lugin, because that's a minimum amount for nesachim. Now if a person says, shemen, I'm going to give oil, he can't give less than a loig, that's because that's a minimum amount that's brought with a mencha. Whereas Rebbe says, shloish lugin, he has to give 3 lugin, that's because that's a minimum amount that's brought with nesachim. And we're going to see what the machlokes is in the Gemara. Lastly, if a person says, pirashti, pirashti, I said I was going to give a particular number, I don't remember what that number was, yavi kei meruba, he has to bring, like a yoy meruba, the amount that's brought in the base of Mikdash, when it's a day that a lot is brought, and we're going to see what that's referring to. So the Gemara tells us Tanabar, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk by Menachos says Ezrach, and that's extra because we already have another Pasuk referring to Menachos. What do we learn from here? Melamed teaches us Shemisnad Vin Yayin, that a person could misnadev, he could donate just plain wine. And Vakama, how much would that be? Shloisha Lugin, 3 Lugin. And Minayin Shemrot Salah Yosef Yosef, I don't know if he wants to add on, he could add on more than that. And so that Tamalim, the Pasuk says Yiyah. And Yachal Yifchais, you might think he's allowed to give less than 3 Lugin. So to that Tamalim, the Pasuk says Kacha, which means like this, meaning no less than 3 Lugin. We can explain the Mishnah, Shemin, Lo Yifchais Min Aloig, Rebbe Amr Shloisha Lugin, asked the Gemara, Michael Biflagi, what's a machlokes Tanakam and Rebbe? So Amru Rabban Kamid Rav Papa, the Rabban says in front of Rav Papa that Bidoim Yino Mino, Bidoim Yino, Va'ikim Ba'asra Kamiflagi. They're arguing in this concept. We've had this earlier as well. This comes up throughout Shas. Bidoim Yino Mino means we learn from it and from it, and Bidoim Yino Va'ikim Ba'asra means we learn from it but establish it in its place. And for the clarification of this, we're going to see how that applies to over here. Rabban and the Rabban hold Bidoim Yino Umino, that we learn from it and from it. Namely, we're learning donating oil from a mincha. Ma mincha misnadvin, af shemen. Nami misnadvin, just like we could misnadev, a person could donate a mincha, so we could also donate shemen. So that's doin mina that we're learning from it, and then umina we learn from it again, namely ma mincha beloig af shemen beloig. Just like when a mincha is donated, that comes along with a loig of oil. So too shemen, when it's donated plain, that also is a loig of oil. So that's doin mina umina. Whereas Rebbe Sav, Rebbe holds doin mina va'ikib ba'asra. We learn from it, but then we establish it in its place. What's the doin mina? Ma mincha misnadvin af shemen nami misnadvin. Just like mincha could be donated, so too oil could be donated. So that's doin mina, let's learn from mincha, but then va'iki ba'asra, let's keep it in its place, meaning we're not learning everything from mincha, and actually we compare oil kinesachim, just like the nesachim. Ma nesachim shloishas lugin, just like nesachim, that's 3 lugin af shemen nami shloishas lugin, also shemen is 3 lugin. And so that's our machlokes. Now ruler of papa, papa told them even mincha gamar lo rabbi, if rabbi really was learning it from mincha, then dekuli amaloi pligi doin mina mina, nobody would argue, and actually everybody would say that it's doin mina mina, and even rabbi would hold it that it's just one like Ella Rebbe may Ezrach Gamir La. Rebbe learns from Ezrach, and Ezrach is talking about the Nesachim, as we just said before, and that's why he holds it's 3 like. However, Omle Rav Huna Brit Rav Nosler of Papa, Umimatz is Amritanchi, could you really say that? Vatanya, we have a brass that tells us Beferosh, carbon, we have the word carbon, which is extra, because the Pasuk by Mincha says, Venefeshki Sakriv Karban Mincha, it doesn't have to say carbon, it could just say Venefeshki Sakriv Mincha, and so the word carbon's extra. Melamed teaches us, Shemisnadin Shemen, the one could donate oil. Now, Vakama, how much would that be? Shleishas Lugin, 3 Lugin. And Manchamis Le the Amar Shlishis Lugin? Who have we heard that holds that three Lugin is donated? Rebbe, that's Rebbe. And the Kamaisi Law, Mikarbon. We're learning it from Karbon, which is being learned from Mincha, not from Nesachim. So how could you say that Rebbe learns from Nesachim? Amar Lehi responded to him, you're right, Itanya, Tanya, if you have a Braisa like this Beferish, so then I bow out because I listened to that Braisa. Last Misha told us that if a person said Pirashti, the Inidem by Pirashti, I know I said a specific number, but I forgot what it was. Yavi Kiyam Miruba, he brings like the Yom Miruba, and Tana, we have a Braisa, Kiyam Tefarishin Shal Chag Shechal Yes B'Shabes, he has to donate the same amount of Nesachim, which is brought on the first day of Sukkot, that also falls on Shabbos, which is 140 Lugin, that's quite a lot. And on to the next Mishnah, a person said, Hare Elai Oila, I take upon myself to bring carbon oila, but he didn't say what he was going to bring, so he could bring the cheapest thing. Yavi Keves, he could bring a lamb. Where's your Blazer Benazariah Eimer? He says, Oitar Ben Yaina, he could bring a turtle dove or a pigeon, and that's okay, he doesn't have to bring a lamb. Now, let's say the person said, Pirashti Mina Bakar, Ve'inu Dema Pirashti, I expressed that I was going to bring Bakar, but I don't remember what I said, and there's two different options of Bakar. Bakar could either mean a grown bull, or it could mean a young calf. So what does he have to bring? Yavi Par Ve'egel. He has to bring both a Par and the Egel, the older one and the younger one, because that covers all the grounds. Now, let's say the person said, Mina Behema, Ve'inu Dema Pirashti, I know that I said I was going to give from Behema an Oila from a four-legged animal, but I don't remember which one it was, so here he has to bring all the potentials. So Yavi Par Ve'egel, and also Ayil, which is a ram, Sa'ir, which is a goat, Gedi, which is a young goat, and Telev, which is a young lamb. He has to bring all of those, because those are all four-legged animals, which are Zacharim, they're males, and they can all potentially be carbon oila. Now, let's say the person said, Pirashti, v'inu dema pirashti, I know that I said I was going to bring a particular something for an oila, and I don't remember what it was, and I don't even know if I said animal, or maybe I said bird. What does he do? Besides to bring all the ones that he just mentioned, kovzayinu and bezan atap, maisav alein, tar, benyayna, he also has to add on to them birds, which are a tar, a turtle dove, and benyayna is a pigeon. Now, those are all carbonous oila, which have to be zacharim. Now, we're going to add on to this. Let's say the person said, Harei alai toidu shlamim, I'm going to bring carbon toida, or a carbon shlamim, which could either be male or female. So you have Keves, he bring Keves, and that's fine. Let's say the person says, Pirashti min a bakar. I expressed that it was going to be a bakar, but v'inu dema pirashti, I don't remember what type of bakar it's going to be. So yavi par upara egel v'egla. He has to bring a bull and a cow, and then a male and female calf, because again, he has to cover both zacharim and a kevas. Now let's say he said, Mina behema v'inu dema pirashti. I said I was going to bring from behema, which again is just four-legged animals, and I don't remember what I said. So he has to bring all the animals that we mentioned previously, but also the female version, not just the male. So yavi par upara egel. Ve'egla, Ayil Urchela, Zair Useira, Gedi Ugedia, and Telev Italia. And only in that situation he knows that he covered his neder. On to another case. Let's say a person said, Arelai Shar. I think I want myself to bring a Shar. So Yavihu Unesachav Bimana. He brings it and its Nesachim along with it for the total price of a mana. It's Machlekes where this number comes from. Maybe it's Alachomish Misinai. Maybe that's the average of what it usually costs. The main focus over here, though, is that the Nesachim that he brings along with the Shar could be paid for by that mana. Same thing if he says, Egel, Yavihu Unesachav Bechame. Altogether, it and Zesachim would be 5 slime. Let's say he says Ayil, so Yavihu Unesachav B'Shtayim, that's 2 slime. Let's say he says Keves, Yavihu Unesachav B'Sela. However, let's say his Lashon was as follows, Shar B'Mana. I'm bringing a Shar with a Mana. So Yavi B'Mana, Chutz Minesachav. He has to pay a Mana for his Shar, and that's not including the Nesachim, because that's the way that he mentioned it. And also, let's say he says Egel B'Chamesh, Yavi B'Chamesh, Chutz Minesachav. The Egel that he buys has to be 5 slime, not including the Nesachim. And Ayil B'Shtayim, Yavi B'Shtayim, Chutz Minesachav, not including the Nesachim. Also, Keves B'Sela. Yavi Besela, Chutz Minesachav, not including Nesachim. Now, to more cases, let's say he said, Shar Bimana, I'm going to give a Shar that's a mana, and Vehavi Shnai Bimana. He got a great price, and he ended up buying 2 for a mana. Lo Yatzi is not Yotze. And Rafil Zebimana Chasar Diner, Zebimana Chasar Diner, even if the value of each of them was a mana, just minus a little bit, minus a dinner, still, it's not okay. Another example, Shachar Vehavi Lovin, Lovin Vehavi Shachar. If he said, I'm bringing a black one, he brought a white one. Or he said, a white one, he brought a black one. Or Gadol Vehavi Katan, he said he was going to bring a large one, he brought a small one. Lo Yatzi is not Yotze. However, Katan Vehavi Gadol, let's say he said he's going to bring a small one, and to bring a large one, Yatza, in that case, he is Yotze, because he brought his neder and then some, whereas Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Lo Yotze is not Yotze. So Gemara begins by explaining the first part of the Mishnah, where when a person said, I'm going to bring an Oila, the Tanakhama said he could bring a Keves, whereas Boaz Ben Azari said he brings a bird. And so Gemara clarifies, Lo Pligi, they're not arguing. Markiasre. Each one is just talking about what was regular in his area. According to Tanakhama, Kvasim were cheaper than birds, so you just bring a Keves, that's the cheapest. Whereas Boaz Ben Azari, in his area, birds were cheaper, so that's why you bring a bird. And Gemara brings a price, which is similar to the Mishnah. We have a braisa. If a person said, Hare Elai Oila B'Sela Mizbeach, I think about myself to bring an Oila, the value of a Sela, for the Mizbeach. So Yavi Keves, he brings a Keves. Why is that? She'en l'cha davar shekarv b'sela l'gab Mizbeach, ela Keves shekarv b'sela. The only thing that you have that's brought on the Mizbeach, which costs 1 Sela, that's a Keves. Now let's say a person says, Pirashti v'inu dema pirashti, I know that I explicitly said, I'm going to bring something, but I don't remember what I said. So Yavi mikol davar shekarv b'sela l'gab Mizbeach, that he has to bring from anything that could potentially brought on the Mizbeach at the cost of a Sela, so that would include perhaps flour, and oil and wine, which you could bring a sella's worth, so they'd also have to be included. Now the Mishnah said, Pirashti mina bakar ve'ini dema pirashti yavi par ve'egel. Ask the Gemara, Mai, why does he have to bring both a par and the egel? V'leisi par manavshach. Just bring one par, a bowl. Manavshach, he covers what he said. Because if he really said par, so he's bringing a par, and if he said an egel, so that's great. An egel's small, and he's bringing a par, which is larger, and it's perfectly fine. Why does he have to bring both a par and the egel? The Gemara answers, Hamani, who's this? Rebbe, he it's Shitas Rebbe. The Amor had said at the end of the Mishnah, Katan Vehevi Gadol, if he promises to bring something small and he brings a larger one, La Yotze, he's not Yotze. And that's why he has to bring both a par and the egel. Ask the Gemara, E Rebbe, if this part of Mishnah is Rebbe, so Ema Seifa, take a look at the next case of the Mishnah. We say Shar B'mana, if he promises to bring Shah to Mana, Vehevi Shnai B'mana, and he brought two for a Mana, La Yotze, he's not Yotze. Vafilos have Mana Chasr Dinner, Vazem Mana Chasr Dinner, even if each one was a Mana minus a dinner, it's still not okay. Furthermore, Shachar Vehevi Lavan, Lavan Vehevi Shachar, Gadol Vehevi Katan, La Yotze, whereas Katan Vehevi Gadol, Yotze. If he said he was going to bring a small one, he brought a big one, he's Yotze. Whereas Rebbe Omer Lo Yotze is not Yotze. And here's the problem. Reish of a Sefer Rebbe, Mitzias Rabbanon, the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah are Rebbe, and the middle case of the Rabbanon, that's very not standard. Why would the Mishnah do that? Then a person does remember what he's going to bring. He has to bring both a par and an egel, and that's Shitas Rebbe. And in the end, we have Shitas Rebbe as well, with Rabbanon in the middle. What's the point of that? The Gemara answers in yes. Reish of a Sefer Rebbe, Mitzias Rabbanon, and Vahachi Ka'amar, this is what the Mishnah is emphasizing, Davar Zemach Leikas Rebbe Rabbanon, that this actually is subject of machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, and so that's what's being emphasized in the Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with somewhat of a totally different discussion. The reason why it's being brought up is because it has to do with Rebbe, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.